Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 37. Staying clear and cooler overnight with a low around 7. Mostly sunny throughout Friday with a high of 35 and partly cloudy with a low around 23 throughout Friday night. A nice warm up on Saturday, sunshine with a high nearing 50 and clear skies over Saturday night with a low around 27. Mostly sunny with a high of 51 on Sunday and 33 throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 19.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the state of Kansas may be seeing an expansion of the Amtrak program as state lawmakers earlier this week sat down with Amtrak's Director of Government Relations, Derek James, as they've officially released their new vision called Amtrak That Connects Us.
Amtrak put forward a vision that we called Amtrak Connects Us on what passenger rail could really be in the United States. Real key to you guys is we want to expand here in the Midwest. I talked about the extension of the existing Heartland Flyer service up to Newton. Via Wichita. We're also looking at setting up a new corridor out of Denver and Colorado.
That audio from KAKE News. Corey Davis, Kansas Department of Transportation's Director of Multimodal Transportation, says the state's also in a good spot to help out with the program.
We are ahead of the game, where other states are applying for funds to just write a scope for a service development plan. We have one already underway, folks under contract, and action's being taken.
Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Law enforcement in Sumner County is warning residents in the area to be on the lookout for skimmers at gas stations after skimmers were found at the Casey's in Oxford, Kansas. KWCH News reports that according to the sheriff's office, they did release a Facebook post saying, quote, it is unknown which pumps that they could be on as skimmers are placed on the inside of the gas pumps as well as the outside. Please be cautious when paying at the pump with your debit or credit card. Law enforcement is reminding that if you see the security seal have been broken on the lock of the pump or has been tampered with in some way, to not pay at the pump, but to go inside and pay or just find another gas station. They say if you have been a victim of the skimmers in Oxford, to contact the Oxford Police Department and make a police report. In other news, the Kansas Supreme Court has sided with an insurance company after finding the widow of a man killed in a Wyandotte County crash had not met her burden of proof. The victim, Nancy Granados, filed the garnishment suit against the insurance company regarding automobile liability insurance after an accident. Kansas Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Hospital Association, along with the Nebraska Rural Health Association, officially released a plan to the state legislature called the Roadmap to Strong Rural Healthcare earlier this week, where the documents outlined many challenges that are faced by rural healthcare, along with the proposed legislation strategies and solutions in the state.
Rural hospitals also operate as an economic anchor in the local communities, supporting good jobs, good paying jobs, and a few infusing local economies with spending on goods and services. In our great state, we have 63 critical access hospitals, which are rural hospitals with fewer than 25 beds. In 2020, hospitals like these supported more than one out of every 12 rural jobs. Simply put, investment in rural healthcare is an investment in the future of Nebraska.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service,
which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Information about the 2023 Kansas legislature is available through the legislative hotline. Calls are answered by experienced reference and research librarians at the State Library. Information may include who your local legislators are with contact info, status of bills proposed, and other details as to the legislative process. The legislative hotline is toll-free, 1-800-432-3924. An email option is available at infodesk@ks.gov. Prairie Hills USD 113 will hold a special Board of Education meeting this Saturday, February 4th, 10 a.m. at the Wetmore Academic Center to conduct a public hearing for the proposed closure of the Wetmore Academic Center. An injury accident was reported in Washington County last Wednesday. Colton Ripke of Greenleaf and George Ayers of Washington collided at the intersection in the 200 block of West 1st Street in Washington. Ayers was transported to the Washington County Hospital. Bond is set at $250,000 in Pawnee County for 31-year-old Joshua Hartfield, who is accused of domestic assault and firearm possession with a felony related to a January 1st incident with family members. Dr. Cheryl Rice was named Chief of Staff at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville and will serve a 2-year term as liaison with administration, presiding over staff meetings, and will act as a spokesperson for hospital activities. Rice has been in practice as a surgeon at CMH for the past 5 years. An initiative by TC Energy matching employee contributions has generated over $120,000 over the past month toward the Washington County Hospital. The effort was initiated in response to community support of the company charged with cleanup of the oil pipeline spill, which continues. A $50,000 anonymous donation was matched by the company as part of that total raised. Winter formal was Saturday at Marysville High School with Muriel Tambo, crowned queen, and Thomas Barron's king. Hanover queen Jamie Bruna and king Dean Lupin were crowned Friday. And at Frankfurt, winter formal queen was Clara Key and the king, Delvin Emricks. Washington County High School will crown the king queen of court this Friday night. King candidates are Matthew Kern, Connor Gepner, and Jaden O'Tott, with queen candidates Bree Boykin, Mallory Tegadoff, and Abby Solon. High school students of Marshall County are invited by the Marysville American Legion Post 163 to compete in the annual American Legion High School Oratorical Scholarship Program. Kansas American Legion District 10 includes Marshall, Washington, Nemaha, and Brown counties. The subject in the oration portion of the contest must be about some phase of the Constitution of the U.S., emphasizing duties and obligations of a citizen, and must be 8 to 10 minutes in length. Competition will take place Saturday, February 11th, at the Nemaha County Community Center in Seneca. Cash prizes will be awarded to the top three with $500 for first place. Additional state and national competition participants will qualify for up to $25,000 in scholarships with travel expenses covered. High school students grades 9 through 12 interested in entering this competition may request an application packet by contacting Jim Swim Jr. of Marysville, chair of the American Legion District 10 Oratorical Committee. His number is 785-562-8390. You may also contact your high school counselor to receive an application packet, or for more information, go online to legion.org/oratorical. American Legion Boys State of Kansas is taking registrations for its 2023 session. The event scheduled June 4th through the 10th at Kansas State University. Boys State is for individuals who complete their junior year of high school in the spring prior to the start of each session. This year, the program will be expanded to include those who will complete their sophomore year of high school this spring. Application deadline is April 30th. For information, contact your local American Legion post, email ksbstate.org, or phone 785-550-6492. Marysville Chamber and Main Street annual meeting and celebration is coming up this Saturday evening at 6, the Arts Center in Marysville. Reservations are requested. Tickets are $20 from Stacy Mayer at the Chamber Main Street office. Guest speaker will be Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development. His weekly radio program, Kansas Profile, airs each Saturday morning on KNDY. Ag Outlook 2023 will air again this Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. on KNDY, as the Mid-America Ag Network takes an in-depth look at livestock and grain prospects for Midwest farmers and ranchers. Airing again Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. Larry M. Heenick, age 71, of Rural Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary. In charge of arrangements for Larry Heenick. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, garden blend, and plums. Tomorrow, bread and chicken sandwich with crinkle fries and rosy applesauce. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying slightly cooler throughout the region today. Sunshine with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Temperatures staying very chilly overnight tonight. Clear skies with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Northeast winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. More sunshine on Friday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And staying mild throughout Friday night. Partly cloudy skies with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. A nice warm-up throughout the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower 40s and mid-50s. Southwest winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Still more sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. And partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. This drier and warmer pattern will continue early next week with a slight chance for some snow showers on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February, 41. Record high on this date, 74. The average low, 19. Record low, minus 15. Sunrise this morning, 7:33. Sunset this evening at 5:48.
Now with extended hours, the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville is open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 until 2 Saturday and Sunday. More time to grab your favorite coffee, pies, sandwiches, and afternoon teas. Daily specials will have you trying something new each time you order. The Empty Cup, downtown Marysville. Open now weekdays 7 until 7 and weekends 7 until 2.
Friday night basketball, Marysville hosting Abilene, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights at Axtell, live on FM 95.5.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Crownover Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crownover Auto Sales across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, before we get into today, Thursday, February the 2nd, let's take a look back at yesterday and see what happened to see if that's going to continue for today. It was a wild day to some extent in the markets, especially the grain markets. We started mixed, we're down, it came back up and finished mixed. Here are the numbers from yesterday. Corn for March finished up 1 1/4 at 681. Kansas City wheat for March, 884 1/4. That's up 5 1/2. Kansas City wheat for May, 876 3/4. And that's up 5. Minneapolis wheat for March, 926. That's up 3 3/4. March oats finished at 393. That's down 1. May oats finished at 386 1/2. And that's down 3/4. Soybeans for March closed at 1520 1/4. That's down 17 3/4. May soybeans closed at 1516 1/2. That's down 13 3/4. Soybean oil for March, 6079 final price. That's down $1.54. Soybean oil for May, 6103. That's down $1.46. Cotton for March, 8561 final price. That's down 61 cents. Cotton for May, 86.34. That's down 61 cents as well. Live cattle finished out the day for February, 158.42. That's down 42.5 cents. Your high was 159.15, low 158.35. Live cattle for April, 162.22. That's down 80 cents. High was 163.30, low 162 even. Feeder cattle for March, 183.25. Your final price, that's down $2.90. High was 186.57.5, low 182.70. And feeder cattle for April, 187.95. Final, that's down $2.10. That's your market information.
Here's another Scott Auctions. Scott Auctions will be conducting the 31st Annual Western Kansas Farm Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and best placement. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 620-276-8282. Scott Auctions, 31st Annual Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, February the 13th, 14th and 15th at the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
The January World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates was full of valuable insights for U.S. producers. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Guy Allen, senior economist with the International Grains Program, shares how this report points towards fast approaching changes in world agricultural demand. He begins by explaining the current role the U.S. index is playing in world commodity prices.
With the higher price of the commodities, and particularly with the strength that we're seeing in the U.S. dollar, although the U.S. dollar has come off its highs, the index was up to about 114. It's down just above 103. It's still 8 percentage points higher than it was a year ago at this time. And so that's making high-priced commodities for most of these importing countries look very, very expensive. But most of the importing countries, the value of their currencies have been really, really struggling, particularly against the U.S. dollar, as they see sort of high inflation and as their currency continues to devalue. And that just continues to concern me going forward. And it's these importing countries where we're starting to see that demand destruction.
He goes on to explain the key role that China's population will play, altering world economics.
Came out just over the weekend, their census saying that their population has dropped for the first time in 60 years. That's when they had the Cultural Revolution, the Great Leap Forward, and they were actually in the middle of a domestic famine at that time. The UN came in with their population estimates for China of 2022 at 1.412 billion people. That's off by just under 110 million people. That actually makes India the most populous nation in the world now. Last year, we had expected that, but probably not till next year, to be honest. So, you know, that's in the wake of declining birth rates. They moved to their one-child policy in 1979, I guess was official, but particularly through the 1970s, they're advocated for smaller families. Since about 2013, they're advocating, they moved from one-child policy to two-child policy a few years ago to three, and now they're trying to prompt their people to have a higher birth rate, but just not making that happen. And they're suggesting that China actually has one of the oldest average age population in the world. And we're going to see a lot of implications, not just for China, but a lot of countries around the world as those changing demographics start to impact the economics and demand for food, demand for energy, availability of labor, and just a whole changing dynamics in the economic situation that the world really hasn't seen before.
Alan ends with insight on what markets he expects to be impacted by China's population decline.
I think we've sort of seen China's peak imports in the last couple of years, and as we continue to move forward, I just don't know if we're going to see that same volume of trade, and corn and soybeans sort of really highlight that.
That was senior economist with the International Grains Program, Guy Allen, sharing insight on evidence of demand destruction in the most recent WASDE report. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Today, a dairy influence sale begins at 10:30. And early consignments include 18 Holstein steers weighing 5 to 550, 20 weighing in at 6 to 650, 19 at 750 to 950, 17 Holstein steers 900 pounds, and 30 900 to 1100 pounds. 6 bred heifers, bred to Red Angus bull, 3 years old, 60 mostly black, few red, heavy bred cows bred to Trionic and Weir's bulls, 3 years old. 17 mixed 6 to 8 month bred cows bred to Black Bull running age. 10 black bred cows bred to Trionic, Simmental Angus Cross Bull running age. 2 black cow calf pairs, August calves, 3 to 4 years old. They'll also have 20 black and Charley steers and heifers weighing in at 400 to 500 pounds. 15 black steers and heifers, 5 to 650. 55 weighing in at 5 to 650. 25 black steers, 5 to 7. 20 black and red steers, nevers, 5 to 7. 47 black steers, nevers, 5 to 7. 12 weighing 550 to 6. 23 red steers, nevers, 550 to 750. 35 red and red baldy steers, nevers, 575 to 675. 62 black and red heifers, weighing 6 to 8. 20 mixed steers, 6 to 8. 7 mixed heifers, 6 to 8. 35 black heifers, 6 to 8. 160 black steers and heifers, heifers replacement quality weighing 6 to 8, 25 black steers and heifers 6 to 8, 80 mostly black, few red, replacement quality heifers, no implants, 625 to 7, 20 black steers and heifers 650 to 8 and a quarter, 150 black steers 7 to 750, 10 black heifers 7 to 750, 15 black steers and heifers 7 to 8, 70 mostly black steers and heifers 7 to 8, 33 black steers, 725 to 775. 120 mostly black, few red yearling steers, 850 to 9. 60 black steers, northern origin, 875 to 9. And 120 black and red steers, northern origin, 875 to 9. Upwards of 1,500 cattle consigned for the dairy influence sale today begins at 10:30 at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Groundhog Day may be the modern world's favorite weather lore event, but it's really an appropriation of an older observance. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 2nd, the 33rd day of the year. Singer Graham Nash has a birthday, and the town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania's first Groundhog Day celebration was on this day 136 years ago. You know the weather lore. If the groundhog sees his shadow, six more weeks of winter are on the way. But the hedgehog is a relative newcomer to the lore surrounding February 2nd. For centuries, this was known as Candlemas, a holy day in the Roman Catholic Church, and significant as the halfway point between the winter solstice and spring equinox. And yes, it had its own weather proverb, surprisingly similar to the groundhogs. It went like this: if Candlemas Day be clear and bright, winter will have another fight. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find your local weather outlook at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Well, the groundhog, or in our neighborhood, the black squirrel, would see a shadow today. 19 degrees this morning ahead of sunrise, with highs in the middle 30s on tap today, and a, if we will, spring-like weekend coming up. Highs into the 50s Saturday, Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It may be early, but the Big 12 Conference has officially released their football schedule for the 2023 season coming up this fall. And the first game of the season kicks off with the Kansas Jayhawks on August 31st against Missouri State, followed by Kansas State Wildcats taking on Southeast Missouri on September 2nd. Some of the games for the Jayhawks this season include BYU, Central Florida, and Cincinnati, but are not set to face off against Baylor, TCU, West Virginia, or Houston this year. In the Wildcats' schedule, they added games including Central Florida and Houston, but will be missing their annual matchup against the Oklahoma Sooners and West Virginia. In other news, in college basketball that's ongoing right now, the top 25 teams for the Associated Press have been updated for the latest college basketball polls, with Kansas State dropping down slightly and KU working their way back up. The latest poll has the Kansas State Wildcats slightly above the Jayhawks, sitting at number 7 right now with a record of 18-3. The Kansas Jayhawks are sitting 8th with a record of 17-4.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292, or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Baseball season is right around the corner, and the Kansas City Royals are holding another pair of meetings as the team continues to work to decide where to build their new stadium for next year. Skake News reports that the latest meeting will include the public being able to give their opinion on the decision at the Urban Youth Academy, where the first meetings will be held. According to many inside the franchise, they say that a downtown ballpark has been steadily growing in popularity, but the ownership says they are looking forward to having meetings to help the public give input on where the potential new stadium and ballpark districts around it should best suit the team. The next meeting is coming up on Tuesday next week at the Urban Youth Academy from 5 to 6:30. You can also sign up for future meetings and sign up for email alerts through the website. The total project is a mix of public and private investments paying for the ballpark district, expected to cost a total of $2 billion. In other news, with the Super Bowl right around the corner and just a week away, the Philadelphia Eagles offensive lineman Josh Sills has officially been indicted by a grand jury in the state of Ohio on one count each of rape and kidnapping. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday feature game, Valley Heights at Axta, live on FM 95.5, on air online, and on our mobile app, with Marysville Bulldogs hosting Abilene, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
KNDY.
It's way too dry. It clouds up in the city. The weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Your pants, country girls, they wanna cuddle, kids out playing in a big mud puddle.